Toucher and Rich mornings on the Sports Hub.
Short motion by Ford from the right. The snap to Tua. A blitz coming. He steps up. He runs across the five. He cuts it right into the end zone.
Overall, if you just look at last year, his ability, especially when you have all of the RPO type of plays, of putting him in the right play, give when you're supposed to give, keeping and throw the RPO pass when you're supposed to, able to escape in the pocket, down in the red area. We came off the edge, made a guy miss, scores on a touchdown. So I think he did that already last year, and I'm sure from watching film and going over things, he's seeing things even better. And like you said, it's not as easy to see some of that stuff in the preseason because a lot of the stuff's so vanilla. So he obviously sees that stuff. But I think you can definitely anticipate as a player that he's going to be better this year.
He takes the snap. He pushes his way forward. He sneaks into the end zone. His second of the day. And the Dolphins do expand the lead.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview. The threat to eliminate is brought to you by ReliaQuest. ReliaQuest, defending the world's largest companies against cyber threats. Make security possible at ReliaQuest.com. And the Patriots will contend with Tua today, another Alabama quarterback here in Foxborough, as it is the debut of Mac Jones. And we welcome in to help set the scene Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots. Bob, great to see you. Great to be here in the same room with you.
Beetle, it is.
It's
indeed.
Very nice.
Welcome to the broadcast booth. Face a little earlier than usual. Hi, Chris.
Hey, yes. Bob.
Face-to-face communication here.
Make yourselves at home. Spread out a little more, please.
TV's Bob Soucy. This is amazing.
It really is. Bob, we have not spent enough time today, I would say, on the Patriots defense and having to contend with a guy who's not a rookie on the other side. I mentioned to Chris earlier that the Patriots were favored in this game, and I think they're getting a lot of credit. And I think part of that credit has to be for their improved defense. We've spent so much time talking about how they've retooled offensively and they've added the tight ends. But defensively, this team has gotten better, even with the loss of Stephon Gilmore for at least the first six games.
Yeah, I would agree. I think you look at the front seven of the Patriots, it's dramatically different than what Tua saw last year in Week 15 for Miami. And you go back to that game, he didn't have Devontae Parker, he didn't have Mike Gesicki, and the Dolphins had the worst running game in the NFL, lowest per carry average going into that game, and yet they rushed for 250 yards, the most allowed by the Patriots in 7 years. And I'd have to think that was the game that sealed it for Bill Belichick, that he had to go out and get big bodies on that defensive line to be a lot stouter against the run, which they have, including a former Dolphin, Godshaw. But I also think as much as the Dolphins invested in the draft and in free agency, we won't see Will Fuller today because he has one more game left on his suspension. With Jalen Waddle making his NFL debut, Gesicki's back, Parker's back. Still, Tua is a guy that, although healthier, nonetheless hasn't shown yet that he can throw the ball downfield. And I think for the Patriots, the ability against a weak offensive line, an offensive line that's got a lot of issues, including Austin Jackson, their first-round pick from a year ago, missing last week on the COVID reserve list, I think that's where we're going to see the Patriots exert their advantage. We spent a lot of time during the week talking about how Mac Jones would deal with what Brian Flores and Josh Boyer will present. Zero coverages, amoeba fronts, blitzers coming from different directions. I think the matchup of the Patriots, even if they play it straight up front, favors them against Tua. And I just don't think that Miami will have the kind of running game that bailed him out a year ago.
Obviously, we know the Patriots' running game is really good. They were top four in the NFL last year, Bob. But I think one of the question marks against this Miami team is Xavien Howard, Byron Jones, pretty good cornerbacks, man cornerbacks. Can these wide receivers, Nelson Agholor, if he plays, I know he's out there warming up right now, Kendrick Bourne, both of those guys at certain points have expressed some difficulty picking up the system, and we know what Jacoby Myers can do. Can those three guys get open against a very good Miami secondary?
Well, that's, of course, the challenge for the Patriots, not only for them to get open, but for Mac Jones not to be forced into a mistake by some of the things Miami's going to do to try to confuse him up front and as well on the back end. And you mentioned it, 29 takeaways a year ago, including 10 interceptions by Xavien Howard. Jones at the other cornerback position. Rose, a guy who's burned the Patriots a pick six a couple of years ago against his former team. And to me, it really comes down to the Patriots receivers all season long. Can they get open? Because I think the tight ends will be effective if they're healthy, but they played only a combined 20 snaps during the preseason, so we really don't know what they're going to get from them. And all 20 of those snaps, by the way, by Jonnu Smith. When I say that the tight ends combined for 20 snaps, I'm talking about Henry and Smith, the two big free agent signees. And you're right. Bourne had a lot of issues, it seemed, throughout training camp on a day-to-day basis, maybe not being on the same page as the quarterback. Agholor had trouble at times in that respect, but also, of course, had the inconsistent hands, which we've seen throughout his career.
No question about it. And just, you know, with Miami, number one third down defense in the league last year. So they're very good there. They've also forced a turnover in 22 straight games. So with the rookie quarterback starting for the Patriots, protecting the football will be paramount.
Yeah, and, you know, we haven't really seen – you mentioned the tight ends. We haven't seen the tight ends on the field with Mac Jones in meaningful reps in a preseason game. They didn't have that sort of time to get on the same page at something close to resembling full speed. So today is pretty much it. It begins.
Absolutely. No question about it. I think that they're going to have to lean on heavier packages. I think the Patriots have to establish the run, but of course the Dolphins know that. Flores and Boyer have to be well aware that that's the Patriots' MO. That's going to remain their MO, especially with the rookie quarterback. And the big thing for Mac is when he does have to throw it, don't be forced into mistakes. I would be surprised if the Patriots don't use two tight ends with two running backs, including the fullback Jakob Johnson at times. I think they're going to go with a heavy package today.
And so that, again, comes back to the wide receivers, which we've been talking about today, Chris. It's going to be something that they maybe try to address here in season again. They're going down that road again for the Patriots. Bob, to go back to the defense, without Gilmore, how much does that change things in the secondary for the Patriots? And are you confident in whoever that number two corner is that's going to be opposite J.C. Jackson?
Especially with Jalen Mills banged up here.
Yeah, exactly. I think Mills, when healthy, had trouble on the outside, whether with Philadelphia before he really found his niche moving around that secondary, playing about every different spot in the secondary. And we saw it, of course, early in training camp and even in the preseason. And that's the big question for this team. What are they going to get out of the third and fourth cornerbacks? And we also don't know if Jonathan Jones is truly 100%. Remember, he left the joint practices versus Philadelphia, and that got banged up a week later for the Patriots at the end of the preseason. He's a good slot cornerback, and you have a lot of confidence in J.C. Jackson, but Jawan Williams, the rookie that they acquired from Baltimore, Sean Wade, Jalen Mills, if those guys are on the outside, and in the case of Wade, he was better on the inside at Ohio State 2 years ago than he was last year for the Buckeyes, and I think that is a huge question for this team today and going forward.
Bob and Bertrand, I think that they have to make somebody other than Devontae Parker beat them. Devontae Parker's had some big games against the Patriots.
Bob, appreciate your time here. Looking forward to your call of the game. Looking forward to your call of a game that's going to feel like the real thing. I know we had a preseason game here. I know we had fans here in the preseason, but today you get that Gillette Stadium atmosphere back for the first time in a couple of seasons.
No, it wasn't the same. Not to slight those who were here for that one preseason
game. It's preseason. I don't blame them. Yeah.
Tailgaters in midseason form today coming into the stadium. Traffic in midseason form, too, but we welcome that. It's great to have everybody back. Great to have you guys with us, too.
Great to be here. Pick up that board, Bob. It just tipped over.
I was going to say only a matter of time before someone's trying to hand Bob a beer through the window.
Oh, God.
So, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
We've got plenty more to come here on Patriots Preview ahead of a 4:25 kickoff between the Patriots and the Dolphins. We got Phil Perry coming up.
Nice.
He'll be joining us next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.